This book has been kindly donated to RNIB free of charge by HarperCollins. We're very grateful for this generosity, which enables us to make more high-quality unabridged audiobooks available to blind and partially sighted people.
The Betrayer by Kimberly Chambers. Read by Annie Aldington.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Good night, you moonlight ladies. Rock-a-bye, sweet baby James. Deep greens and blues are the colours I choose. Won't you let me go down in my dreams? And rock-a-bye, sweet baby James. James Taylor, 1970. Prologue. July 2006. I'm very sorry, Mrs. Hutton, but we are talking weeks here, rather than months. Walking away from the hospital, I feel calmness within. My cancer has returned, and being told I'm riddled with it was exactly what I'd expected. Unless you've had the dreaded disease, you wouldn't know where I was coming from. Tiredness, lack of appetite, an ability to do the simple things that you once found so easy. The signs are plentiful. To put it bluntly, you just know when you're dying. As I sit on the bus, I gaze out of the window. Deep in thought, I watch the world go by. As strange as it may seem, I notice silly things. Mothers doing school runs in their luxury four-wheel drives.